Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone to the beginning of something new for the alumni community, which is a guided live remembrance on Mondays at noon Pacific. This is Mark Silver, and I'm about to lead this, so everyone is on mute, so feel free to do remembrance either out loud or silently. And we'll go for about 15 minutes. Just as a way to strengthen both our individual practice and also our sense of community, our sense of heart being together. It will be recorded so people can access it later if they want to have the guided remembrance again. Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Allah. So let yourself just notice how you're feeling. Taking a nice gentle breath, noticing exactly how you feel, how your physical body feels. Noticing what emotions are present for you. Notice any thoughts that you may be thinking. And notice that there's already room for exactly how you're feeling. You don't need to make any changes at all. You don't have to make space. There's already space for how you feel. And then bringing your attention to your heart, beginning to call the name of the divine into your heart as if through an open doorway. Allah. Remembering that the remembrance is not a technique, but it's a relationship. The relationship that your heart has with the infinite. And by remembering it and calling the name of the infinite through the open door of your heart, that relationship can become real. In present time, you can begin to witness what's true. Al-Haq. Allah. And as you call the name of the divine into your heart, through your heart, taking time also to listen and notice for the response. Some of what you might notice is that images or thoughts keep arising. Things that you've seen recently, videos or movies or scenes with other people, or thoughts. These are impressions that your heart has taken in. Whatever your heart witnesses is what it fills with. And this is okay. We live in the world. But just letting your heart turn away from the world, and turning towards the oneness, towards the one, leaving behind everything of the world, letting your head bow and your heart bow, and just remembering that everything comes from the source of love. Just continuing to remember. Oh. Sometimes when your heart has been filled with impressions and images that are particularly strong, if your mind is particularly loud, if you find it hard to turn away, it can be very useful to do the remembrance out loud, calling it into your heart. So if you have an environment that allows you to, you may want to try speaking the remembrance out loud. You may not be using the same name that I use, but I'm going to do the remembrance out loud just a little longer, and then I'll go to silence so that you can do it out loud if you're using a different name. And if you're using Allah as well, feel free to just continue until you hear my voice. Allah, 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 anything that has arisen for you as you're doing remembrance. Anything your heart is feeling, just see if you can notice anything that you're carrying. Still, any burdens you're carrying, any responsibility for outcome, any other people's well-being, any projects, direction, anything that you're carrying, noticing the burden, and letting it go, placing it completely, placing the person or the project or the thing completely into the hands of the divine. And letting yourself drop even more deeply into your heart, letting your head bow and your heart bow, continuing to remember. Taking a gentle breath and finding in your heart any prayer or request. What is it that your heart is really yearning for that you want to ask for? Asking is a wonderful way for our hearts to be in relationship with Source. And there are times when we don't feel like we have anything we want to ask for, in which case we can express gratitude. So either expressing gratitude in your heart to the source of love for all that we have and all that we are, or letting your heart sincerely ask for what it wants, what it's yearning for its deepest desire. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All thanks to the one source of all the worlds. Thank you for joining me for this remembrance. Feel free to continue remembrance on your own. And I hope that this nourishes and supports your own daily practice of your heart immersing in the source of love, so that all of your actions come from love and express love and give back to love. Amen. Amen. Thank you, beloveds.